This is the last episode before the live show.
What?
Yeah, because we're skipping March 3rd because we're doing the meet and greets that night. So this is the last show until like March 12th or something crazy, unless you're coming and joining us on the live
show. Oh my gosh. Be there or be square.
Yeah. So this is, I made sure it was a good one for the, you know, those that can't join the live show, but you don't want to miss the live.
You don't want to miss the live. I'm so excited for us to all be together. I've actually never even been on any episode with Justin.
I know. I was thinking about that when I was planning for this one, and I was like, oh, it just doesn't work to get him down here in time for us to record this. But I was like, oh, they've never been in the same place.
No. And I feel like Justin and I feed off of each other a little bit.
It's going to be so fun. It's going to be so fun. I also just want to show off the merch that came in.
Yes, you guys. Look at this cute cherry.
I've been talking about exclusive merch for the live show, and I'll stand up and show you guys the back. But it is so freaking cute. I went back and forth with one of the designers and people at Fanjoy that I work with, and I was probably annoying the shit out of him with how many corrections just to like get it just right. Mm-hmm. Perfect vibe. So this is the exclusive merch. There's 100 pieces available online right now if you go to momenthouse.com/tht, but then after that it'll be like a pre-order, so you can still get some, but there's 100 ready to ship now.
And I'm so picky about colors because I'm such a neutral gal. And this is a pistachio, like a pistachio minty color.
It's flawless.
And it's so beautiful. I just can't get enough of it. Look at the back. We've got some sayings. If you're a real one, you know exactly what all of these things mean. And they're just so cute. Morgan killed it.
I love them so much.
Also, my voice is very raspy, guys. I just got off a plane, straight from the plane to the podcast studio. I was in Scottsdale and I did a little bit too much talking.
That'll get you.
Talking and tequila sodas will really take it out of you. So don't mind me.
So today's theme I have for you.
Uh-oh.
Rain it in.
Rain it in.
Like rain it in.
Isn't it reel it in?
It could be that too.
Okay.
Rain it in, reel it in.
Rain. I feel like you're saying rain it in because you're a horse girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're used to like reins on a horse.
Yeah. Real. Do you like fishing?
I don't, but.
More common saying for probably most people out there.
That's right.
So rain it in. So just absolute chaos these people are causing. And so they got to get their shit together.
And rain it in.
Exactly.
Okay. Give it to me.
Let's dive in. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Two Hot Takes. I'm your host, Morgan.
And I'm Alejandra.
I'm scared for these ones today.
I just don't know what to expect.
Chaos. So up first, I want my ex back, but she won't listen to me. As she shouldn't.
Yeah. Okay. Need more.
I, 30 male, got divorced about 6 months ago from my wife, Jules, 31 female. We were only married for a year and dated for a year before that. She is a nurse practitioner, and when we got married, she agreed that I could work part-time while also working on my music. But to be honest, I didn't do much with my music. I got lonely at home because she was working a lot because she works in an ICU, and with COVID being out of fucking control. Because I got lonely, I started seeking companionship in the music scene and started seeing someone else. Yeah. One day, Jules came home, and I didn't hear her walk in. She overheard a phone conversation that was obvious what I was up to. She stood outside my office door and waited till I hung up, then came in and told me to get the fuck out of her house. She owned it before we got together, and the deed never had my name on it. I tried to talk my way out of it and tell her she misunderstood, but she isn't stupid. I don't have any family around, so I went to see the girl I was seeing and told her my wife kicked me out. She didn't know I was married, and she told me to fuck off too. I went back home and Jules agreed to let me stay, but she filed for divorce the next morning. She said I could stay temporarily, but didn't want to see me in our bed and also didn't want me having any, quote, guests over. I agreed, but I felt that was unreasonable to make me sleep in the guest room that only had a twin-size bed. I thought we should work on our marriage, but she said she couldn't trust me and wouldn't tolerate cheating. A couple of weeks later, I started seeing someone else. She came over while Jules was at work, and when she came home, she caught us asleep in the master bedroom. She kicked me out and said I could pick my stuff up over the weekend. I ended up in a studio apartment and got everything that was mine that I could fit into the apartment. When I left with my stuff, I basically called her a bitter bitch because she couldn't handle the situation with any maturity. That was the last time I saw her before divorce court, and she has since blocked me on all social media. I tried calling her once, but she never answered. A couple of weeks ago, she called me and told me she wants the rest of my shit out of her basement. I was pretty pissed. First of all, this happened the day after I put in a relationship on Facebook, so I thought she was just being an asshole because I was seeing someone. Mm-hmm. Second, she knows I don't really have room for it. She said she didn't give a shit and she looked into it and I have to pick it up within 30 days or it's abandoned property and she can toss it. I ended up going over to pick up the rest of my stuff and this Harry Styles looking motherfucker answered the door. I asked, who in the hell is he? And he said, you came here. Why don't you tell me who the fuck you are?
I'm the owner of this house.
It turns out Jules has a boyfriend. She came out, and when I saw her, I was blown away. She has lost probably 40 pounds, cut her hair. It's a different color. She looks gorgeous. Mm,
that sucks. Keep it moving.
I couldn't believe how different she looked. When she saw me, she didn't really say much, just that she would help me get my stuff out of the basement and load it in my car. When I was about to leave, I told her she looked great. She just said, thanks.
It's getting better.
That's how I'm envisioning it. Yeah. I asked for a hug, and she said no. I said that she was a great wife, and I was sorry, and she just said, okay, and turned around. I haven't been able to get her out of my head since then. I went back over and waited for her boyfriend to leave and went to talk to her. I told her I realized I fucked up, and I want another chance. And seeing her again reminded me how much fun we had together. She just stood there, kind of expressionless, and shut the door in my face before I could finish. I made another Facebook just to message her, and she blocked me. I asked my bro to call her for me, and he told me I'm stupid and to give up, but I don't know if I can give up on the love of my life like that, especially when I know now how much I screwed up. What do I do here? How do I get her to listen to me and remember the good times we had? I want her back before it's too late.
It is too late. It's been too late.
It's done.
It is done. Is this a real post? What?
It's real. It's from a real account. It was posted a month ago, and it's still up. So, like, I mean, the mods didn't take it down for it being fake, and they're quick to jump on that.
No, I mean, I know it's real. This person just delusional. Is so delusional and removed from reality. This is insane.
That is, like, the best, like, thing. That should be on a t-shirt, removed from reality.
Yes.
Is not grasping. Also, I've had, like, flings last longer than, like, they were married, they were dating for a year and were only married for a year. So they've been together 2 years total. Like, yeah. I've had flings that have lasted longer than that.
Yeah.
Which doesn't say, like, I fucked up. I wasted a lot of time. But 2 years is nothing.
Yeah.
She dodged a bullet. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have kids with this person. She's divorced now. Mm-hmm. Like, owns the house free and clear.
Yeah. I think that what the bottom line for me is that saying that goes along the lines of, if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. Like, he decided to start kind of sneaking around and seek other people's company when she was working at, like, crazy at the ICU, and he started to feel lonely, and I get that, but that's when he didn't really see her worth. And now that she's, like, quote unquote leveled up and, like, looks beautiful and has taken care of herself, made changes, is, you know, has moved on, that's when he said, keyword, like, I realized how much I, like, you know, want to be with her, whatever he said.
Yeah.
It's too late, buddy. Where was that energy when she was busting her ass in the ICU during a pandemic?
Where was that energy when you were still living under the same roof?
Yeah, and you brought another woman home in the master bedroom, which you weren't even allowed to set foot in.
In her fucking bed.
Yes.
In her bed. You think anyone's going to look at you ever again if you bring home another woman when you still aren't even divorced?
No.
And you fuck them or hook up or sleep. If that's all
I don't
you
even
did
care if they're
the
like
bed.
Playing patty cake. If you're sitting in my bed.
We weren't doing anything.
I don't care what you're doing.
Patty cake.
You aren't allowed in my bed, period. Let alone with another woman.
The entitlement or like the audacity to be like, I thought it was unfair I had to sleep in a twin bed. Like, oh, you're lucky you have a roof over your head.
Bye. You're lucky you have any bed. What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, he is so the reality check bounced. Like, yeah, it just didn't resonate.
Well, now he's like acting like a stalker too. Like, I waited for her boyfriend to be gone before I went and talked to her.
Yeah.
I made another Facebook account just to message her.
Yes.
You're stalking her now.
Absolutely.
This is online. This is harassment.
Yep.
So top comment on this one. Holy fuck. Just leave the lady alone.
Literally, please. I'm begging you.
Leave her alone. I wouldn't listen to you either. Take some time and work on you and don't drag anyone else into your hurricane of shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well said.
Someone really laid into him. Nobody would want an unemployed, lazy, failed musician who cheats.
I can confirm that.
Is this your ex-boyfriend?
I can verify.
Is this your ex?
I feel attacked, but yeah.
No, but it's the same shit. Like, oh, me and Alejandro were doing long distance. I was lonely. Like this dude. Because I got lonely, I started seeking companionship in the music scene and started seeing someone else.
Yeah.
Well, sir, you're married.
Yeah.
This isn't like, oh, you weren't getting along with your girlfriend, you broke up and you started seeing someone else. Like, you're full-fledged married.
Yeah. You thought you were lonely? Well, how's the twin bed feel now? Lonely. No, this man got exactly what he deserved. It wasn't the right relationship. And honestly, not to like lay so hard into him, even though he does deserve it. Just from like, you know, a neutral perspective, this relationship wasn't working.
No.
Obviously, you're like jealous, you get FOMO. That's the thing with some guys is they realize their woman's worth when it's too late. And that's exactly what happened here. And just take the L, be happy for her, go do the same, glow up and go find someone else. And
yeah,
and learn from your mistakes. Don't do it again. That's what you can do. Like, this is pathetic. I'm sorry.
It is. It's you live and you learn.
Exactly.
Take this as a great experience that mm-hmm. you're never gonna fuck up like this again.
Yeah.
There's an edit.
Okay.
I guess I had to hear it from strangers to understand what a dickhead I've been. My family and friends told me, but I guess I was just trying to justify my shit actions. Mm-hmm. I found out Jules and Harry motherfucking Styles went on a road trip for a couple of weeks over Thanksgiving and even stopped to see my parents. And they and my brothers liked him and think he is good to her.
Oh.
Kind of a shit feeling to know that my own family would rather see my ex with someone else than me makes me reflect on the level of asshole I've hit in life. Also, I saw a comment calling me an aging fuckboy, and was that the punch in the balls I needed?
Well, good, sir. I'm glad that resonated. But you know what? It comes down to, like, his family wants to see this girl. This must have been a great woman. She must yeah. have been awesome. And I think if you really love her or loved her, you would want to see her happy. So let her flourish and let her be happy, even if that's without you.
Yeah, especially with Harry Styles looking
good. Harry motherfucking Styles.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her. Right. Yeah, this one flew a little under the radar. There's only 193 comments on it total.
It's all right.
But he got what he needed. Moving along.
Moving on.
Am I the asshole for rescinding my sister's invitation to my wedding because of the lies she spread regarding our venue?
My sister's invitation to our wedding. Okay.
Let's hear more. Pulled that invite. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My sister went on social media saying my wedding venue is a plantation and the event will have antebellum elements to it. This could...
immediately, no. I'm no. not laughing at that. I'm like, we can end it here. You are not an asshole. Your sister sucks. Next story.
Okay,
just kidding.
Next.
Just kidding. No, I'm kidding. I want to know the details.
This could not be further from the truth. She hasn't just posted on her social media. She sent emails and texts about it too. My girlfriend and me are getting so many questions and so.
Wait, girlfriend? Isn't it fiance?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably new.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
He's adjusting.
I will correct it going forward.
No, I wasn't correcting you. I'm like.
No.
Is there something we need to know?
No.
Okay.
My fiance and me are getting so many questions and some friends and family were upset thinking she was right about our venue. Our actual venue is my fiancé's grandparents' farm. Not a former plantation house, but an actual farm. It's never been a plantation. She had no family here until after World War II, and her family never had money or slaves before they left Greece. I have no idea where my sister got her ludicrous idea, but it's done real damage.
Yeah.
It wasn't one offhand comment. She actively and repeatedly said it. It's been stressful trying to correct this rumor, and my girlfriend was especially hurt over this. My sister knows all about the farm, but she chose to spread this damaging lie anyways, and says now it was an honest mistake. Am I the asshole for rescinding her invitation? My parents are trying to convince me I made the wrong decision, but I don't want her around my fiance or her family after she, my sister, said such disrespectful and damaging things, knowing full well she was lying.
No, I stand by what I said. Like, no, you're not the asshole, because I don't see how his sister's presence could be a good thing for anybody at this point. I think his sister is, like, going to be an eyesore at the wedding just based on people having developed these negative preconceived opinions about the venue that just weren't true. I shouldn't even say that there were lies. I don't think so, because, yeah, that's your sister, but this is your day with your fiance, and if your fiance is really uncomfortable by her.
She was stirring this pot.
You know what she gives? Doesn't she give, like, influencer, like, trying to, like,
create a drama?
Yeah, like, she wanted to create the story. Like, you know what I mean? The drama.
It is insane to me that, like, this is your family. Why would you want to start this shit? And, like, with today's culture, like, cancel culture. Mm-hmm. You do not know how something like this, she was posting this on Facebook. You do not know the virality of the internet and where this could go to the point where, like, some people, yeah, some people do truly need to be reprimanded for their actions. Yeah. Like the guy that was in the Jamba Juice screaming at teenagers, telling them to go back to where they're from and saying racist shit.
Yeah.
He probably should get fired from his job.
Yeah.
But when she's making up something like this and putting it all over social media, that is a blatant lie.
Yeah.
This could ruin their lives.
Yeah. And not just that, actually. I'm not 100% sure on this, but the venue could sue, like, for defamation if that's not true, because it could deter other people from using the venue.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I don't know. It just, there's so many things wrong with this. And it seems like whatever the root of it is bad intentions. And I don't know. I think that's so inappropriate. I don't think you're an asshole for uninviting her. She knows exactly what she was doing and was perpetuating a lie. And also, the way I see it is, let's just say that it was, in fact, had roots to, you know, a plantation or something like that. Wouldn't you pull your brother aside and be like, hey, like, I did some diligence on your venue and I want to let you know, like, this, this, and this, and it's not okay. Like, are you aware? If that's what she really thought, right? And she wasn't just trying to spread lies. Then he would be like, oh, like, shut it down and be like, that's not true. Like, why would you publicly, like, bash and broadcast to the world something, even if you thought it was true? Like, what are you trying to do? Humiliate your brother?
Uh-huh. I think that in itself shows that the intentions were bad.
Exactly.
Like, that is, maybe she's jealous that she's not getting married first. Yeah. Maybe there's a lot of insecurity. Whatever it is, her reasons are not good. Uh-huh. So it's like, oh, I was just trying to, like, promote awareness. First of all, you knew you were fucking lying.
Awareness to who? Yeah, no.
Also, where, like, yeah, okay, loyalties, whatever. But, like, that still is your family. Like, approach them first.
Yeah.
Give them the opportunity, like, whatever. But the fact that OP was like, no, she knew. Like, she knew it wasn't a plantation.
Yeah.
She made this up out of thin air.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no.
Next. Take that invite back.
Next.
Yeah, top comment. Not the asshole. I'd disinvite my sister from my life if she pulled that kind of garbage. Mm-hmm. And someone else goes, yeah, holy shit. In the current social media climate, this is potentially life ruining.
Yeah, absolutely. For more, in this case, most importantly, for her brother and fiance, soon to be sister-in-law. But it's also really damaging for the business. Like, what if this is a small, like, I think of your family farm.
Yeah.
And you're trying to, you know, in today's world where hospitality took such a big hit from COVID and you're trying to come up from that, and then somebody comes up and spreads a lie about your venue, that's damaging.
There's no coming back from cancel culture. Like, no. Especially like you see, even like, think about journalism, and like, you have a front page headline and it turns out later it's incorrect. Mm-hmm. And then like the little correction that they do, like they rescind it or like do a, I forget what the word is called, but they do a correction in the following edition of the paper.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Retraction?
Redaction.
Redaction or something, whatever it is. And they put it, and it's like on the last page in a tiny little box, correction from our last story. It was actually proven to be inaccurate.
Ugh.
And it's like, the damage is done. You printed it on the front headlines. If you wanted to make a real effort to change the narrative you spun that was incorrect, you'd put it on the front page again.
Make it just as big as the first splash.
Exactly. And so someone else goes, the sister did it all for social media likes.
Yes.
I don't care, and didn't care about the effect on others.
That is insane. Not the asshole.
No, and someone else does make this point too. Additionally, this isn't a commercial venue that can fight back. It's the fiance's family's farm, so it could hurt the family and even the farm business.
Yeah.
Just sick. She's unhinged.
Yeah, unhinged.
Unhinged. Okay, this next one's a little weird.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for refusing to sign anything while my eyes are blindfolded? Ever since I got out of the hospital for chronic problems, my husband has been introducing me to some fun games every evening. One game used to be about doing things while my eyes are blindfolded, involving puzzles, Rubik's Cube, shaped objects, etc. We'd take turns to do it just for entertainment. Well, just a couple of days ago, he's been trying to get me to sign papers while wearing a blindfold. I refuse to do it because he never lets me take a look at what I'm signing, either before or after. He says that he was just trying to see if I could leave the same signature every time I sign, but I couldn't help but feel uncomfortable. I told him I don't want to play this game unless and until he shows me the papers first. He said, quote, "Never mind then," and stopped bringing it up. Last night, he tried to convince me to give it a try and even volunteered to go first. I asked if he was going to show me what I was going to sign, and he made a face and said, "No, it's the rules, and I should respect them." I refused, and he kept on about how I keep acting worried and suspicious for no reason. He said I clearly don't trust him, and he was hurt by finding that out now after everything we've been through. We had an argument, and I told him to drop it and not bring it up again, period. He was mad despite saying it was no big deal. He was obviously upset with me and kept talking about how I don't trust him and that I was out of line to assume or suspect anything from him like this. I might be paranoid, but I couldn't help it. I do think I was the asshole to him after he stood by my side when my own family didn't even visit.
Ah, it's a big yikes.
Huge.
You know, because I feel like if you're marrying someone you trust them and explicit, like you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there's no doubts.
There's no doubts. Like if you're playing a game and they ask you to sign something, your mind wouldn't even go there. The fact that her mind went there makes me think that he's like tricked her before. I mean, I don't think she's the asshole for not wanting to sign things, but like, why would she even go there?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? If you trust somebody beyond any restraint, wouldn't you just be like, whatever I'm signing is not going to be harmful to me or this marriage because I trust him so much?
I don't even know. I don't know if it's because I listen to so much true crime shit. Like, even just reading this, I was like, this is weird as hell. This is like a...
It is weird. I do think he's doing something shady.
Yeah, this is shady. The fact that he wouldn't let her read it, I think that's where it becomes a little weird, where it's like, oh, no, let's just play this game. Mm-hmm. And like... whatever. And she's like, okay, what, can I see it after then?
Yeah.
Like, I'll sign whatever, but like, can I see it after then? Because if this was truly about like a game where playing signatures, I want to see if you can sign the same signature over and over again, identically.
Yeah.
Give her a blank piece of paper.
Right. Give her two blank pieces of paper.
This is clearly, he wants her signature on the dotted line.
Like, yeah.
Here, sweetie, let me set up your hand. Okay, now go. And the fact that he won't show her after is like, this is
she's
sketchy.
Signing her life away. He's like selling her soul.
This is like, let me take out a secret insurance policy on your life and then off you with some arsenic. That's where my head went.
No, I think you're not wrong.
I went down a rabbit hole real fast.
I don't think you're wrong. I do think the husband's doing something shady. What I'm saying is that she is right in having pause, you know? But he's clearly done something along the lines of their marriage to where she's like, I don't really trust this man fully.
Yeah.
Because that's like a trust fall.
There are some comments from OP that maybe I just like, I'm scrolling a little bit and I see some OP stuff. So maybe like she'll get into it.
Let's hear it. Come on.
But this also reminds me, like I went to grad school with this like girl that was like really bougie.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. She's Armenian. Yep, yep.
And no, this is too identifying.
She's just bougie.
Okay.
And so I remember one day at school, like, she was like, I think he was her fiance at the time. Like they were getting married, but she was like, yeah, like, oh my God, he keeps asking me for like my social and like a picture of my ID. And we're like, what do you mean? Like, what's going on? And she's like, I don't know. Like he must be just like doing something like blah, blah, blah. And like my head, I'm like, if someone's asking me for my social and like my ID, I'd be like, are they taking out a loan or a credit card in my name?
Yeah.
Like what? Like, What's happening here? Yeah,
that's not a first class ticket to Paris. I'll tell you that much.
No, and so like maybe he's doing something nice, wants to surprise her, but like no. But this guy, like this girl I went to school with, he literally like showed up with a brand new Range Rover, but it was like in like under her, so it was like it was a really nice car,
a Range Rover nonetheless.
Yeah,
was he like fronting the money for it?
I think he was paying for it.
I guess what's his is hers and what's hers is his. Yeah. They're married now.
Wedding was real soon after that. So, nice. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, nothing good. No. Nothing. There's no good energy from this one. Something's weird. He's acting weird.
Yeah. Top comment with almost 40,000 upvotes. Not the asshole. Not the asshole. Not the asshole. This is extremely suspicious. Obviously, he wants you to sign something important. Financial documents, loan, will, property. Divorce papers. List could be endless.
Oh my gosh.
Do not sign anything blindfolded. I would add, do not sign on any blank paper from now on. .. Because all I could do is trace it.
Yeah.
And OP responds to that one. Is what I suspected, but couldn't tell him because he might think I don't trust him. He already does, but I don't want to make it obvious. It's not his fault because I easily distrust everyone due to past traumas.
Okay.
It all just depends on the situation I'm in. And someone responds back, this is a perfectly normal thing to not trust. Either he is gaslighting you about it or he is somehow completely ignorant of how this is coming across, which is unlikely.
Yeah.
The fact that he pushed the issue is so suspicious. At the very least, it's a big red flag. And then someone goes, the fact that he brought it up again, I could possibly see the first time thinking it's a fun challenge, but then to be like, oh, that doesn't seem weird. Which is a good point. Like he really, like when she did, like she's like, don't bring it up again unless you're going to show me it. And then he was like, he really was gaslighting her there at the end when he was like, how, you don't trust me. I'm so hurt by you not doing this because you don't trust me after everything
we've
been through.
The rules.
What fucking rules? This is a made-up game. This isn't Monopoly.
That is insane. And that's like such a bad feeling. I can't imagine not wanting to sign anything around my husband anymore. The marriage is over when like that's what it's come to.
This is weird. And like she said like she got out of the hospital for chronic problems.
Yeah.
And like I don't know like what the timeline is. Obviously for their relationship we really like know nothing. Mm-hmm. But it's like you just hope he didn't come into this situation like to manipulate her and like close her off from people because to the last line, I do think I was the asshole to him after he stood by my side when my own family didn't even visit.
True.
Is the reason your family's not visiting because he closed you off from them? Oh. Like, is this really?
Oh, I don't like that.
Like there's so many things we don't know clearly and it's all like, assuming worst case, but it's bad vibes.
Bad vibes.
You gotta rein it in.
There's something not, the math ain't math in here.
No. So funny. Mm. So I recorded an episode earlier today that will come out after this one. Mm-hmm. But we literally said the math ain't mathin.
The math just sometimes ain't be mathin. You know?
Nope. not the asshole. Ask to see those papers. They exist. Do not take no for an answer. I did ask, but didn't see anything because he said they're just blank papers.
Not good.
I don't think
it's a Range Rover is what I'm, going with this one.
It's not a Range Rover.
So I'm not a mathematician, but no. I don't think it's a Range Rover.
I'm not a mathematician. No, we are clearly not mathematicians.
The math could be math, and I still wouldn't pick up on it because I'm so bad at math.
Exactly.
I met this guy. Oh, never mind. That's a rabbit hole. Never mind.
We'll get there after.
Okay, okay.
But we are so bad at math on this podcast.
Didn't I try to add like 13 plus 5 and I got it wrong?
I think it was 17 plus like.
No, he was like, my girlfriend's 8 years. No, this is the worst part, actually. I remember it now too well. Me 35, whatever. And my girlfriend, who's 8 years younger than me, and I just sit there and like crunch the numbers, got it wrong. But here's the best part is that he was Brett's age and we're 8 years apart.
So you literally just had to look at yourself.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to do math.
Exactly. Okay.
I think whatever merch we come out with next needs to be like math club.
Yeah. Mathletes. We're the mathletes.
We're the mathletes.
Please. Oh, let's do that one next. All right. Sorry.
This probably is not going to be as funny to anyone else but us, but right. I hope you guys enjoy. moving along.
Don't sign, sis.
Don't sign. I'll message her for an update too and see if we get anything back. But no, there's a few comments on the account, but not that many and no updates.
Hmm. Okay.
But I'm scared for her.
Yeah. I don't like anything about that story.
No.
It kind of makes me sad.
Yeah. I don't like it. Mm-mm. Okay. Am I the asshole for requesting my 25 female fiancé's 26 male sister, 17 female, not be at our wedding? My fiancé proposed a few months ago and we're getting ready for our wedding. We're currently making a guest list and we will send out invitations in the next few months. Our plan for the wedding was for it to be child-free. I've been to many weddings that were ruined by screaming and wailing tykes, and as much as I love kids, I would prefer there not to be screaming at my wedding. The rule was that no children below the age of 10 are invited. So my fiancé has a little sister who he is close to and whom I really do like. I'm very excited to be her older sister-in-law. She was going to be a guest at our wedding. However, a few days ago, we found out she is pregnant and plans on having the baby. Now, I'm not going to sit here and shame her for her irresponsible actions or anything, but I felt like this was a very big deal. My family is very religious, and I know they will be unhappy, and it would potentially ruin their time if they saw a pregnant teenager at my wedding. That, of course, isn't that big of a deal. What I'm more worried about is her due date. She is apparently due 2 weeks after the wedding. My worry is this pregnant woman will require a lot of care and extra accommodation. There's also the risk of her water breaking at my ceremony and taking all the attention off me on my day. Call me selfish, but I feel that I and my husband-to-be should be the focal point. I don't want to risk her giving birth and needing even more attention that should be placed on me. So I think she shouldn't be there. I told my fiancé and he got unbelievably pissed off at me. He told me I was being a complete asshole by not inviting her since she's his little sister. I get that they are very close, but it's not a good idea. Attention aside, I don't think a 9-month pregnant teen should be on her feet at a wedding so close to her due date. He told me I was backpedaling and I should be ashamed of myself. He then told his whole family, and they are all mad at me for suggesting this. Am I the asshole?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, it's very discriminatory, first of all. She's like creating all these hypotheticals that may or may not happen. But to me, it's like, it's kind of on their family to kind of make those accommodations.
Yeah.
And if they're willing to make it work, then everything else is God's plan. Like if the baby's going to come out 2 weeks early, the attention's still going to probably like go because mom's going to have to run out the door.
Yeah.
You know, if she goes into labor, even if she's not at the wedding. And I don't know, just attention aside, like how cynical. Life is full of unexpected surprises, and I mean, I'm sorry that it's on your wedding day, but I think you'll be okay.
Are you trying to create the most toxic relationship with your in-laws?
Yeah, this is a bad start. It's a really bad start.
Your true colors are coming out. Like, I'm surprised this man isn't, like, calling off the wedding.
I agree, because this is the type of person, to me, where, like, at the minute someone becomes an inconvenience, they're like,
bye.
Shove him off the island. Like, if you were trapped on an island with a family, she would sacrifice her.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
She'd eat this baby for sure.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me. I, like, think about it, too, and, like, I never been there, haven't had a water break, but I think, like, the movies really hypes it up where it's like, oh, your water breaks and then you're screaming in pain from contractions, where it's like, okay, it takes a little bit to develop, you know?
Yeah, I feel like that's right. Like, Hollywood makes it seem a certain type of way, but when their water breaks, in reality, again, haven't done it myself, but they're like, it felt like I just like peed or like pee trickled down my leg.
You have a little bit more time before you're screaming in pain.
Yeah.
So it's like, if granted her water did break on the dance floor, say she's, you know, out there jerking the chicken just or whatever dance move.
Jerking.
Isn't that a thing?
If it is, I'm aware. Are you thinking of jerking or cat daddying? Those are two different moves.
Well, no, this is an old... Choke the chicken. Choking the chicken. Oh, shit. No. Choking the chicken means to jerk off. I thought it was a dance move.
Okay, she's out there in the cha-cha slide.
Whatever, the electric slide. The cha-cha is a separate one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, well, no.
Okay, I want to circle back on our earlier episode where we said we want to be invited to weddings. This is why. We don't even know what the chances are.
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I can do the jerk, though. Or not the jerk. I can do the reject. It's another move. It's
is
like,
it?
Yeah, I literally remember it. It's like it goes along with the jerk.
Okay.
And so it's
we're going to run that back.
Yeah, I'll insert a video of me trying it.
Please.
But it's like do the front step and do the reject. And it just like it's skipping backwards. It was on TikTok a while ago. All the kids are bringing back the old moves. But
yeah, weave it in.
Anyways.
Okay.
So even if her water did break, I'm sure they could just get a little mop or a couple paper towels, clean it up.
Yeah.
And like, you know, she would.
Attention deterred for maybe like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And then guess what? Goodbye.
Yeah.
Go have labor. And then.
We're good.
Back to you.
Like, so many people spill their drinks on the dance floor or, like, drop cups or, like, whatever. Like,
happens. People pass out. People have seizures.
People puke.
Yeah.
People have heart attacks.
Yeah.
Like, shit happens.
Oh, my gosh. Kennedy, her parents' wedding was completely ended, because somebody had a heart attack and died. It might not be heart attack, but they died.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, so no one can plan for that. And that stinks, obviously, but...
I'd rather have a birth than a death.
Yeah,
so like
correct.
maybe
glass
like
half full.
Yeah, maybe you want her there to like up your odds of like positivity.
up your odds.
Yeah.
Regardless, yes, you're an asshole.
Asshole.
The family probably doesn't love you at this very moment. So
just weird comments throughout too. There's one that I wanted to point out that really kind of irked me. Now, I'm not going to sit here and shame her for her irresponsible actions.
That bothered me too.
You just did.
Yeah.
You
this whole thing is actually shameful.
Yeah. And you also just implied, like right there in that sentence, that her actions are irresponsible. Otherwise, you would have said, I'm not going to shame her for her choice.
Bingo.
Like, you implied it was irresponsible.
No, you said it.
Like
you said it, not even implied.
You're a bitch. Like, I don't really like you.
Yeah. I don't either.
So through and through, like, oh, and her family too. My family's really religious, and they'll judge her. Your family, if they're really religious,
then only God can judge. They should know that.
Thou shall not judge.
Exactly.
But your family should also be very happy that she's making the choice to keep that little baby.
Mm-hmm.
If that's, we're going to get tootin' hootin' on religion here.
Yeah, that's also.
Can't have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, that goes down like a rabbit hole. In today's world, things are so overly politicized right now.
Yes.
Like, I have a friend who's going to a wedding, and she's like, I know I'm going to get COVID after it. And I was like, why? And she was like, it's this big wedding, and, like, the whole family is, like, they're anti-maskers. Like, so, like, I can't even wear a mask at the wedding, or I'm going to get shamed.
Yeah.
I was like, you can't wear a mask? And she was like, well, no one's, like, telling me I can't, but I'll just get judged.
Just wear it.
Right.
If that's what you want, then wear it.
Just wear it. But it's, like, the point is there's always judgment. And it's, like, you can't always – that shouldn't factor. If you want your future sister-in-law to be there, which you should, because
this is your life. This
she
is your family.
Said in the opener, like, I'm excited to be her, you know, sister or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's your fiance, soon to be husband. This is your family.
This is your family.
You should want her there. And you can have a conversation with your family and just say, this is the situation. I know that you guys believe this, and this, but that's her choice. And she's going to be in my life regardless of I feel like she thinks if I out of sight, out of mind. If she's not at the wedding, the family will forget that their daughter's marrying into this family or something. Like, she's still going to have that baby. And then what? Is she not allowed to come to, like, your guys's, you know, family Christmas next year because she has a one-year-old and it's triggering for your family that she had a teen pregnancy?
Again.
Can't hide her forever. No. She's trying to hide her.
It doesn't add up. It's like, at what extent? And again, you're burning the bridge of a family that you are marrying into. Like, you're really shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
And this is something to, like, honestly consider getting married over. Like, reconsider.
Yeah.
Top comment on this one. You're the asshole. This is a girl who is likely to face a lot of ostracism and challenges already. And you seem eager to be first in line to make things harder for her.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful, because you are showing some true and unsettling colors to your future husband and in-laws.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. OP claims to like this girl, but all of her excuses for excluding the sister are thinly veiled judgment towards her pregnancy. How disgusting.
Yes, it's disgusting.
You are the asshole, OP, and a massively judgmental one. If your parents are so religious that seeing a pregnant teen ruins the wedding for them, it's a them problem, not a her problem.
Yeah.
The fact that you support their religious BS means you're ostracizing her too.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, like, this is really, they get into it.
They get into it. They lay into her.
Yeah. Her due date is 2 weeks after the wedding. Attention aside, there's no reason for you to be worried about her having a stand if she isn't herself. Mm-hmm. If your worries come from a place of concern for her, which I doubt, you can prepare a wheelchair for her or simply let her sit for a majority of the wedding.
You can make accommodations.
She's clearly not a bridesmaid, so she's going to be just sitting in the crowd. Like, you don't have to do a lot of standing. There's chairs constantly. If a 17-year-old girl, like, granted, okay, pregnant 9 months, like, being pregnant is tough, mm-hmm. but if a grandma can do it, like, you trust your granny to be able to handle the day, I'm sure this girl will be just fine.
And also, logistics aside, all of these things are true that you just said. Aren't you a human with compassion? Like, don't you want your soon-to-be family to be there? Don't you want her to be there? It's so weird to me how easily she can just write her off and be like, she's inconvenient, I don't want her there.
Yeah.
I feel like I would be going out of my way to be like, I want you to be there and I want you to be comfortable. I'm going to arrange, do you want a wheelchair? Like, I'm going to have maybe like a chair for you, all of these things, yeah. so that you can be there. That's wild to me.
Well, just, it's weird. It just shows where, like, I mean, her whole post was me.
My image.
My attention.
My feelings, my attention.
Yeah, everything. So this person is clearly concerned only about themselves, mm-hmm. and like kind of missing like the big picture here. Like, this is one day of your life, like, which is supposed to be a very important day for you, mm-hmm. but also, like, if this is the family you're marrying into, like, this is also your future niece or nephew.
Yes. Yes.
This is your sister-in-law. Like, this is...
Yeah. Your family.
Like, if you have children, this is their cousin. Like, you are really just fucking icky. Yourself over.
Icky. Boo. Tomato. Wait, can we find out where her wedding is and go cause a scene?
Well, crash
it. She wants the attention on her, but...
crash that shit.
Tomato. Throwing tomatoes.
Yeah, done.
On your wedding day.
So the next one's a little more uppity.
Uppity. You just took the words right out of my, like, mind.
Uppity. We're going to end on
We need a little more uppity. We've had some shitty people on this one. This is – it's funny because it's not the, like – I don't even think unhinged is the right word for these people. These people just never were hinged. They're just – you know what I mean? Like, they seem so
loose.
Loose
screws from the start.
Yeah.
I do not get it. Okay, so this one. Rein it in, girly. Rein
okay.
it in.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for telling my mom that my boyfriend broke her underwear?
Okay.
My 18 female boyfriend, 20 male, and I started having sex recently. I was a virgin before him. I was going to his house one night, and he sent me a text asking if I could wear a thong, but I don't have any.
What?
I didn't want to disappoint him, so I went to my mother's bedroom and found one. While we were having physical intimacy, my boyfriend grabbed the thong to take it off and broke it. He didn't know it was my mother's, and he says it wasn't intentional. I thought the best idea was to buy a new one to replace it, but I don't have enough money, and my boyfriend didn't want to help me pay for it. I ended up telling my mother the truth, and she wasn't that mad, but now my boyfriend is upset because he says it is something embarrassing for my mother to know, and that now he will be ashamed every time he sees her. He argues that I could have just told her that I took the thong and broke it without involving him. Am I the asshole?
No, you're not the asshole. He needs to man up. If you can't confidently rip off your girlfriend's mom's thong, panties. But thinking under the impression that it's your girlfriend's panties, and then say it with your chest, then you shouldn't be doing it at all. You're immature, and he's the older one in this situation, so that's even more embarrassing. Ooh. And also, if you, like... Now that the mom knows, now that the, like, you know, the elephant is no longer in the room, why don't you help your girlfriend pay for it? I think the mom will be even more like, wow, you're really, you know?
I mean, I just, this whole thing, I would take it to my grave that I borrowed my mom's panties.
I mean, of course, I would be like, mom, I have no idea, like, almost gaslight my mom. What panties?
The washer kidding. Ate them. Do you know the yeah. amount of underwear my washer and yeah. dryer tear the fuck up or eat? Like, yeah, that same. Shit disappears.
Or you, I mean, I'm not trying to advocate for her to lie about it. I think she should have just never mentioned it. And I don't, like... I mean, unless her mom has like two thongs and one is gone and she's like,
true.
You know, we don't know how many thongs. I have literally 250 pairs. I'm not kidding. They're color coded. Did I show you?
No, but you used to be like signed up to the booty bag.
And I still am.
Yeah, you got all the goodies.
Yeah. But anyway, someone like me, yeah, I'm probably not going to notice. But somebody who maybe owns like two pairs.
True, they could be keeping a closer eye.
But then the bottom line here is I don't think she's the asshole. That's what happened. She's not lying.
I don't think she's the asshole for telling her mom that her boyfriend broke her underwear.
Agreed.
I think she might be the asshole for something she wasn't even writing in about, which was maybe taking the underwear in the first
place. Bingo. That's not the question here.
No. So not the asshole for that.
Yes.
But I think, you know, and I don't want to shame anyone like in regards to like money or things like that, but you know, you should never share underwear. Like at times, like I've been at your house and like been like, like we're going out. I didn't bring enough clothes. Like, can I borrow stuff? Mm-hmm. And you've literally given me a fresh pair of underwear from your booty bag. And
it's
like,
unused.
unused, tagged whatever on it. Yeah. And I've like Venmo'd you.
Yeah.
And same with Lauren being over here where like I've had brand new Victoria's Secret, like the 5 for $25 panty stuff. And I'm just like, yeah, like, of course, here's a pair with the tag. Like these good for you.
Yeah.
You shouldn't wear someone else's underwear.
It's not sanitary. That's not shaming. That's just kind of a.
But I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking you are 18. You're an adult. Mm-hmm. Your boyfriend is 20.
Yeah.
So even more so an adult.
Yeah.
If you are not at a point in your life where you have $5 to go to Target or wherever to buy a pair of underwear, like a thong for yourself, like.
Yeah.
Like, are you old enough to be having sex?
That's kind of what I was, that was what I was getting at where I was like, if the boyfriend ripped, I mean, what was he thinking was going to happen when he ripped them off? I get it was an accident, but like, if you can't confidently rip off your girlfriend's panties and then be like, my bad, let me Venmo you for that, then you probably shouldn't be having sex. And again, not trying to shame anybody, but it's almost like it's a mentality and you're clearly like a little immature still.
Yes, it's a maturity thing.
Yeah.
I'm just baffled by this one. I mean, everyone has different underwear preferences. I know there's, you know, my mom doesn't like thongs and she's, you know, however old. So like everyone has their underwear preferences. But I think the thing is then if you're 18 and you don't want to wear thongs and you haven't bought them because you don't like them, then don't try to like make it seem like, oh, I'm going to steal my mom's underwear.
I was thinking that too. I'm like, it's sad that she felt like she had to do that in order to appease him. Like when he said wear a thong, you should have been like, I don't own any because you're not with a thong wearing girl. So know your audience.
It's interesting. Right? I mean, yeah.
Like, but at that age, no, I'm not even going to pretend like that. I swear at that age, if a guy like told me he liked blue hair, I'd go get blue hair. Like, I feel like at 18, you are so ripe and just, listen, if there's 18-year-olds out there, nowadays with euphoria, I mean, 18-year-olds are just very different and ahead of their time now. But when we were 18, that's a young age and you're very influenced at that age.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm not going to sit here and pretend like, why would you let a man influence what you should wear? Because I was 100% letting people influence what I did and what I wore.
High school, especially, you're trying to fit in. 18. Yeah. He's not in high school, but she could potentially, but
yeah,
it's goofy. I remember like buying my first pair of thongs. I don't know. There was a store at the mall and it used to have like, really cheap, like dresses, like prom dresses. Mm-hmm. Was it called Deb?
There was a store called Deb, yeah.
And so I remember literally me and my friend, and I was like friends with this older girl. We rode our bike to the mall and we went into Deb, and like the thongs that were so cheap, it was like literally $1.99 or $2.99. Like they were cheap as fuck. And I remember going home with like all my underwear and like wore them, like was so proud of myself. And my mom found them.
Was she mad?
She was mad.
Wait, how old were you?
I think I was like 10.
Oh, yeah, you were young. What? Why'd you even want thongs? Those things are so uncomfortable.
I don't know. And now, like, I can't even – there's certain pants that, like, I can't imagine not wearing a thong with. Yeah. Like, leggings that are, like, tight on your butt. And like, when I see underwear lines and leggings, I'm like
– yeah.
Let's just get you the no-show.
Let's – yeah, the seamless.
Seamless, yeah. Like, I just – I like thongs now. They're comfortable. But I was trying to fit in with my older –
for the record.
I was trying to fit in with my older cool friend.
No, I'm kidding. I couldn't tell you at what age I did. But
it also doesn't surprise me, though, that this is like a thing. And God, this is such a hard conversation not to sound so shamey. But this is also like, by the sounds of it, her first like sexual relationship. Like she was a virgin up until this point. So not that that has anything to do with underwear choices. But
–
We're walking a fine fucking line this episode.
I know. Oh, God, don't say that. Don't say that, please.
Rein it in, girls.
Rein it in, ladies. And men. They need to rein it in. Did you hear some of the men on this? But the girls, the ladies on this one did not.
Ladies?
Ladies on this, I don't know.
This is a pretty
mixed bag of assholes.
Pretty even mixed bag of assholes. Yeah.
Yeah.
They tussled.
Did they jerk the chicken?
No, we can't use that anymore.
Sorry.
I like the other one. Hold on, though. Choke the chicken. I had no idea that's what I meant. I really thought it was a dance move.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
I like this one better. Whack the weasel.
Oh, no.
Beat your meat. Free the whales.
These are also, why are they all involving animals? Why do we need to sexualize the animals?
I wonder... The whales one. Free the whales. I wonder if that has to do with your sperm, like the swimmer.
Yeah. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I was thinking it, but you said it.
Giving everyone that mental image.
That visual.
Top comment on this one. What the fuck are you doing taking your mom's thongs to have sex with your boyfriend? 19,000.
That comment. Sometimes
it.
Less is more.
Less is more.
Sometimes less is more. We need to work on that maybe on this podcast.
We're trying to talk.
We're trying
our asses
so
off.
Nice. We're trying to get the word count limit. Like when your professor, has a word count limit, like minimum
1,500 word.
We're
minimum.
Trying to hit it. No, but for real, I think what happens is we're trying to be such open minded and like empaths. We're trying to always see all sides of the coin. So we try to see okay, that objectively is really weird, but we're trying to see it from her lens.
Yeah.
And so we end up talking a lot about well, maybe she was thinking this and this and this. But that comment really does sum it up. Like, what the hell, sis? Like, don't do that. Probably, yeah. You know, there's a lot of ways to say the same thing.
I know. And that person, they did it.
Sometimes, but you know what's funny is the TikTok comment section is sometimes better than the TikTok itself. Actually, I'd argue more often than not.
Love the comment section.
The comments are outshining the actual video.
Love those.
And I've realized, I don't know if you've noticed this too, but some of the best comments are just the least amount of words.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like the bare minimum and they just absolutely kill it every time.
I know. This one did pretty good. The next one is, I'll give her a slight pass because we all did weird stuff when we were first having sex.
Yes, yes.
But just, ew.
Yes.
Next one. I can say for sure, 100%, that at 18, stealing my mom's thong to wear for sex would have been entirely off the table. This is very strange.
It is weird, but also, watch Euphoria. You know, things have changed.
I gotta get into it.
Oh, you haven't. So that's,
I've never.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta get into it.
The teenagers are very ahead of their time.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people be like, I can't relate to Euphoria at all. I made a girl that came into my house pour out her water bottle of vodka that she stole from her parents. Meanwhile, there was me in eighth grade. I was the friend group.
You're hazing your friend for not having a bottle of vodka.
Well, my friend Allie's mom, Allie's mom used to be a baker and she would put all of these peppermint schnapps and stuff into her baking, whatever.
Yeah.
And so she was also a nurse and really busy all the time. And so we would steal her booze. And this was in eighth grade, end of eighth grade, going into ninth grade.
That's crazy.
Halloween of eighth grade. So not even going into ninth grade. This was Halloween of eighth grade. And we were stealing the booze and there was this haunted ship in Duluth, the William Irving ship. It's this big one. It looks like the Titanic, but it's not.
Okay.
But they would turn it into a haunted ship. And we would drink this. And I don't know how we, one, didn't reek, didn't hurt ourselves, didn't get in trouble, didn't get caught. We would go through this haunted ship just blitzed and just what? This is the eighth grade.
But maybe you will relate to Euphoria. I don't know.
I think I'll fit right in.
You'll fit. Eat your words, Morgan. Morgan's going to watch Euphoria and be like, oh my God, I need to edit that episode. I need to edit that out.
Cut. Yeah, I've never seen anything. I just I feel like I know so much about what's going on. Like Nate and Cassie and Maddie and Lexi's play. Just freaking Twitter.
Yeah, go watch it.
Yeah.
They'll make so much more sense now that you watch it.
Yeah, it'll be good. That's all I got for Rein It In. It was
rainy.
It was a kooky one. It was very kooky.
Very kooky. I liked it.
I'm a little traumatized. Last one was more uppity. Still thinking about that poor woman. I need to message a lot of these people and be like, are you okay?
Are you? Are a wellness you okay? check.
Yeah, wellness check from Morgan, who, like, I use my alt one when I message people. Mm. So, like,
do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
And when I comment on posts, I'm always like, just, I don't want people to, because I have the THT Morgan
yeah,
one
yeah.
and the Two Hot Takes actual Reddit sub. Mm-hmm. So I have a fake, basically, I have a it's throwaway. It's like a throwaway, account.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a throwaway that I like to, like, make comments on and, like, give people my advice.
That's great. I yeah. like the anonymity.
Yeah.
Anonymity.
Yeah, that's the word. Yeah, so I'll send some messages. I'll see. So excited for our upcoming live show.
I knew you were going to say that. I know. I'm so excited.
The amount of stories and, like, people keep sending it to me and I haven't read it. I don't know how my self-control – because I literally Google movie endings. I don't know how my yeah. self-control
– maybe filter them through someone else if you're not going to read them.
Well, so I know they're good based on the awards. Like, all the awards. Right. Like, I'm looking at the awards. The one – so there's this one post and it's like everyone – I don't even want to tell them what it is because
yeah,
everyone
don't.
Will look it up.
No.
But I shit you not, at least 40 different people have sent it to me.
Wow.
So I know it's going to be good.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So I screenshot all that. Yeah. There's one that I did read that is probably going to be my new favorite. And I almost want to build it for the show so that we can all try it out live.
Build it.
It's a certain thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's
okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
See, I'm trying to be sneaky and I can't be sneaky.
Well, trust me, I have no idea what you're talking about. So.
Yeah, so it's going to be really good. We're going to be doing it at Justin's, so it won't be in this studio.
Woo, it'll be a different studio. I'm actually really excited to do it there.
I know, I think it'll be really good.
I like that vibe.
We're going to have fun celebration balloons. Happy birthday, THT.
Happy birthday.
Giveaways.
Really?
We're doing giveaways, so... We will be giving away some merch.
Oh my gosh. And they're so cute.
I love it so much.
I can't wait to rock this around the town.
We also have like little trucker hats. I'll put a picture of the trucker hats in there. They're also super cute and have like the same logo as the sweatshirt. There's going to be like a tumbler, a bag. Oh, nice. There's really, really cute stuff. I'm obsessed with this. The quality of this sweatshirt is super thick and nice. Like I really, really like this.
It's so really trendy.
It's going to be really good. I'm Yay. Just so excited.
I know.
I'm also nervous. I have so much anxiety over this, you guys.
You'll be fine.
But it'll be really good.
It'll be great. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Also, this is going to be a shameless self plug right now. But I do really want to go to Revolve Fest.
Oh, my gosh. I do, too.
Yeah. So maybe if you guys – I'm going to tag our personal Instagrams in the description of this one and maybe go follow it so Revolve will want to send us to the festival.
You're like, she's hiding from the camera
right
now.
I'm hiding.
For those listening.
This is so fucking
We've never
cringe.
Done anything like this. We've never plugged ourselves like that.
Who, me?
But
no.
Who? This girl? No.
I'm not annoying on Instagram. I don't even post that much.
I'm annoying and I post a lot. So if you like annoying and you like dogs and you like someone who posts a lot.
Follow our
follow
personal.
Follow me.
Otherwise, subscribe on YouTube. Yes. I'd love to get that. And if you do like us, lovely reviews on the podcast app. But if you don't like us, then don't leave reviews. But I don't read them anymore, so it's okay.
Woo! We don't do that anymore in 2022.
No reviews.
We used to spend – I was actually – so we got a really, really heartfelt message about the podcast, the one about his daughter.
I love the messages.
It was so sweet. Like, we read those messages, and they honestly make us really emotional, and they kind of inspire us. And you also wouldn't believe how many not great ones we get, and, like, sometimes they're really mean. And then we, like, sit there and we feel like shit for days and we think about, like, where we went wrong. And it's so unfair because when you put yourself out on the internet, there's always going to be criticism.
Yeah, for sure.
But those nice reviews and those glowing comments honestly make it all worth it. It undoes, like, 500 bad reviews go away with that one really good review. To me.
They do, for me, too. I think the one you sent about, like, it's been helping him connect with his daughter.
That's the one I'm talking
about. I love that one. I've been getting like a couple. The marriage ones. And it's not just one person. I've actually received a couple messages about this, how it's like it's really opened the door for you guys and your partners to have like these new conversations. Like you'll pause the episode. I'm going to cry. But you'll like pause the episode and like give your takes and like you're learning more about your partners.
Yeah.
I've had two people message me that it's like literally saved their marriage.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
I sent you one and I'm going to resend it to you because I don't know if you didn't acknowledge it. So I feel like you didn't see it because you would have been really touched.
I probably missed it.
And it didn't come in the form of a review. It came in the form of a submission for articles.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'll send it to you again. It was really good.
I know. I'm going to be better going forward, I think, after the live show. I really, now that like I have a couple assistants, interns, Alejandra's actually going to be starting to edit.
Woo! Guys, I'm just, you know, leveling up in the brand.
Yeah, so it's going to be really good. You'll see more of her. She'll be like a key figure going forward as well. And so I think like having more time, we can start doing more with the listener write-ins. I'm blubbering.
No, this is all good. But guess what? If you like what you're hearing, join us on the live show. Oh my gosh, that like was loud.
I got my funny blow.
Are you okay? Did that like hit a nerve?
Yeah.
Sucks.
Oh, it hurts.
I hate that for you. We're going to play games. You're going to get to know us better.
Yeah, I'm excited for the card games. I'm kind of scared.
We never get really personal. I know it's funny because it's like you never get personal. You tell all your life stories, but we don't get – there's a lot more to unpack.
The questions, I've been like looking through the decks and I'm like, oh my God. Like if I got this question, I already cry as it is. So like the after party, after like some wine, I'm going to be like – whew, like some of the questions are really intimate.
I've seen them. I know. You're really? Like, I don't even think I've talked about this with like my best friend.
Literally. That's how I feel it's going to be. And so I'm like, I got to give us each like you get two passes or something just in case. But
that's a good idea.
Just in case because we don't want anyone to feel uncomfy. Yeah. But I also want you guys to respond to the questions with us in the chat. We have polls. So we're going to actually be live polling.
Oh my gosh. During fun. It too. I'm getting so excited. Yay.
So I'm really excited. But I think that's everything.
What day is it?
Sunday, March 6th is the live show. 6 Pacific time. Also, if you can't make it that night, buy a ticket and you have the entire week after to watch it when you want to. So buy a ticket, then you get access. There's not going to be access to this live show or episode any other way. We're not releasing it on Spotify or YouTube after. So buy a ticket and tune in. It's just $10. After show is $5. So for $15, you get over 2 hours of hanging out with us.
A whole lot of
getting real.
Getting in there.
But love you all. Thank you so much for your support on this podcast, on this journey. I know the ads are going to become more frequent. So thank you for hanging in there for those. And until next time.
See you later. See you March 6th.
Bye, guys.
Bye.